Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and it is a Sunday evening here in Connecticut. I was definitely a little bit on the sleepy side, wasn't gonna write. I have been thinking a lot about this when it comes to doing a challenge. The friend who recommended that I do this challenge, Lucas, if you haven't signed up for his newsletter, I'm linking it in the show notes. Him and I were talking about how when you do a challenge like this, you can't just add it on top of everything else that you need to do. You need to integrate it into your day, which is the biggest mistake that I made. I was doing it at the end of the day. I still am. So it's just good learning for me to next time I start a challenge like this, start it in the very beginning of my day. And then everything else needs to take a back seat. But hey, you live and you learn. And I've been able to keep up with it. Even if I didn't post podcasts every day, I have been writing every day. I feel like I can't not write. This isn't my first rodeo. I have written daily before, but this time it was more purposeful and intentional, and I cannot stop. So might be taking a week off at the end of the month so that I could regroup, but I absolutely want to do podcast episodes at least 5 times a week, give myself the weekends. So y'all already know the drill. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, rate it 5 stars, let me know that you're listening, and also follow me on Instagram at @Joe_Franco and at @NotYourAverageJoePod. Slide in my DMs, let me know what topics you want me to write about. I'm going to need your support because there's a lot to cover if I'm going to be posting this regularly, but it's become such a good habit. It's become a message to myself that I can do this, that I want to do this. It's a privilege to get to do this. Sometimes I'm tired and lazy and I feel like, oh my God, I have to write. And then I quickly reframe and say, no, I get to write. And even that is some sort of a takeaway for you. If you have been procrastinating doing the thing that you want to do and you feel like it's a burden, just remember, it's not a burden. It's a privilege. It's an honor. You want to do this. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode, which is a rant about courage.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
I was beaming from inspiration today after the Joe Club session hosted by one of our stellar facilitators, Talene. So today's entry is a love letter to the movement and all of the people who are brave enough to share their innermost thoughts with the world. The theme of the session was courage. 45 people logged onto a Zoom call at 12 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday to spend 90 minutes with strangers in all corners of the globe, journaling to take a journey of thought we created. Every Joe Club session is unique, even if the theme is the same. Because my number one rule when bringing on facilitators was that everyone needed to inject their passions into the movement. You could sniff out performative from authentic in a heartbeat, even across Wi-Fi waves. Not to hit it too much on the head, but I am in awe of what we're building. Sunday afternoons are like primetime spots, dating back to the inception of Joe Club, when I'd log on in 2020, when the club was first born, enamored if even 5 people signed on. Now, 45 people show up, and I'm not even leading the session. Scaling is scary, but rewarding once you take the risk and have blind belief that everything and everyone you need will fall in place just in the right time. 3 years later, I can confidently say it did, and it continues to. The call started, I was running tech, managing the playlist and presentation, while Talene ran the show. After only 7 sessions, she's gliding around the topic like a maestro of the club's collective consciousness. It's an extraordinary thing to witness leaders blossoming before your eyes. There we all were, 45 diverse little squares with diverse perspectives, diverse life experiences, all ages, all genders, all sexualities, and yet, we all shared a Sunday laced with nothing short of love. The room was full of familiar faces and eager but nervous new ones. By the 5th slide, Talene was rocking and rolling on the topic of courage. So if you've never been to a Joe Club session, here's the best way I can describe it. It's mixing the mindfulness of meditation with the activeness of a yoga class and a practice of devotion through tiny prayers in the form of paragraphs written in our journals. the devotion is to our own growth. Everyone there is self-invested, otherwise they wouldn't be willingly spending almost 2 hours on a call with strangers. My heart glows at the sight of when I see everyone's head drop slightly to focus on their writing. I'm proud of their commitment to spending time investigating their own thoughts, honoring themselves to carve out space for their wants, needs, their voice, their purpose. In my wildest dreams, one day, we'll all be in the same place having this meeting of the minds, distilling our essences until we reach the ultimate concentration of truth. We each have it, we just lose sight along the way. For now, these virtual investigations will have to do. So when you're hosting or co-hosting, it's hard to actually journal. So right now, I will journal a few of my favorite prompts with you, and feel free to steal these. Here's the first prompt. I am courageous because... fill this affirmation out 10 times. The minute I saw this one on the screen, I'm like, dang, Talene took it to level 20 in spice levels. This is a little bit of stream of consciousness writing for me. I have no idea if this is any good, but... it is the truth, so let's get it. Here we go. I am courageous because I listened to myself and invested time building a movement and company rooted in my core. I am courageous because I'm writing every day, even when I don't feel like it. I'm taking small actions to remind myself I deserve happiness, claiming agency every time I do something I know will make me feel better. I'm courageous because I've always leaned into the unknown rather than the known. Something in my gut always told me I'd be all right. But it was after much consistent work to build trust with myself. After doing it enough times, I can tell you it doesn't get any easier. I'm just consciously aware it's the only way to evolve, diving headfirst into the unknown. It's more rewarding than clinging to comfort. I'm courageous because I believe in myself even with the weight of the fear of failure on my shoulders. The fear alone keeps me humble. It crosses my mind every day, facing me, reminding me to zoom out, to be grateful for the support I have, to be happy with what is already happening. I'm courageous because I'm focusing on process instead of outcome. Focusing on progress allows me to combat my perfectionism and procrastination. They don't stand a chance when I think about how long this journey is. I'm courageous because imposter syndrome and I have become dear friends. Sometimes it nags me, but I set boundaries, reminding to stay in its place when it thinks it knows best. It never does. I'm courageous because I see this lifetime as one to serve others, to uplift them, even if that means I get hurt along the way. I want to show them the light I see, and I make a practice of looking for it in everyone, not only because it's beautiful, but because seeing light in someone allows you to feel connected. You shine brighter as a result. I'm courageous because I'm bringing other people with me, even though the thought of letting others down is crippling. I move forward anyways, handing over responsibility, asking them what they would want to do in their wildest dreams. Spending time every day trying to give others more, whatever more I can give. I'm courageous because I'm financially responsible despite the fears of losing everything. But the courage lets me lean into the skills and my direction. It reminds me I'll only keep growing wealth if I stay connected to my truth, even when I don't believe it sometimes. And I'm courageous because I'm spilling my heart out on a podcast for hundreds and thousands of strangers to potentially rip apart. In the end, the relationship I really need to report to is the one I have with myself. It's nice that people listen, though. Ooh, that was a tough one. I felt a little clunky writing that, but it's good to know that I am building a company whose product makes me think. And that's why I think Joe Club works. Sitting and reflecting really is at the core of me because it opens my eyes to things I might not see. Writing is a flashlight in the darkness of your consciousness, shedding light to bits of information you need to get to your next level version. Everybody should be writing, even if they don't consider themselves writers. All right, here's another prompt. Imagine you met courage in person. Where were you and what were your first impressions of each other? So this one is a little bit of an avant-garde prompt. I would love to see if you journaled this. Please send me a DM. I want to know what you felt and what happened. I was kind of shocked by what happened when I was journaling this, but I told y'all I was going to read you my writing. So even if it's bad, there's importance in shitty work. Here we go. When I was younger, I used to close my eyes before bed, and if I struggled to fall asleep, I'd play this visualization. I come back to it often. I'm alone on top of a building with a sea of stars above my head. It's a dark and clear night, a little windy. The stars above are infinite. Up there, in the midst of gusts of wind, I feel small, scared to blow over, nervous at the height of the rooftop I'm on, staying as close to the middle of the roof in fear of falling off. Looking down makes me anxious, so I stay still. Looking up makes me anxious, but I'm mesmerized by the specks of sparkles in the pitch black sky. Every time I have this visualization, a person appears on the roof, sometimes a man, sometimes a woman, and they grab my hand to start waltzing on the roof. I take their lead, letting them slowly move my heavy legs, blocked with reluctance. A few seconds later, I find myself surrendering, gliding around the rooftop, dancing, growing bliss in every step. An abyss of unknown still above me and below me, but I find my footing, enjoying the dance floor this mysterious person has encouraged me to claim. Thinking about that dream now, it's like a metaphor for courage. Fear happens when there's unknown. Sometimes it looks as mesmerizing as the stars always looked from up above. At other times, it looks more detrimental, like when I saw the height of the building and an endless fall down. Regardless, if fear is good or bad, pretty or ugly, it will be there. Sometimes it even comes in multiple directions. Courage is the person who comes and grabs my hand, reminding me to dance through the uncertainty, enjoying the moment in any way we can, even if it's just taking 3 to 4 steps waltzing on a rooftop. The person doesn't need to say anything. Their actions are contagious. I've used that scene to comfort me to sleep now for over 25 years. It works like a charm every time. Something many people avoid talking about is that courage is a habit. And like all habits, it's a muscle. It's something that needs to be practiced, and if you don't use it, you lose it, or misplace it for a little while. Doing things that scares me is a part of the lifestyle I want to live. It reminds me I'm still here, alive, capable of feeling fear, embracing my courage, stretching my definition of comfort one action at a time. The session lasted 1 hour and 45 minutes. Talene texted asking if we could go over time, and I wouldn't want it any other way. These journaling calls are medicine for the soul, restoring my personal faith in humanity 8 times a month. She asked people to write down their takeaways in the chat for the week, and dozens of inspiring messages popped up from members. A few years ago, I was sleepless with fear, building this company from scratch. Every day, I would wake up, brew a black coffee, and spend hours of my life learning how to build tech I wasn't sure if people would even use. I did it anyways. By lunchtime, I would work on promo materials. And eventually, in week 1, I got my first 10 members. When they joined, I was scared I wouldn't be able to give them value to get their money's worth. When I started seeing I could give them and myself value in our soulful calls, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to scale the club. I needed help. I juggled everything alone until one day I got an email from 2 talented social media managers who pitched me to work directly on Joe Club. They were great, but I was afraid I wouldn't be able to afford them. They deserve the pay, but could we make enough money to cover overhead? I onboarded them anyways, slowly increasing their hours each month, worried it would be too much. We hit our stride with revenue, growing the club to 300 members, but this time I was scared I wouldn't be able to train facilitators to deliver the same product I had built, or that members would stop showing up because I wasn't the one hosting. I was scared the value would be lost. I trained 8 facilitators anyways, worried that they wouldn't show up to the training calls. They have so many other things they could be doing with their lives. But I hosted the call anyways, and they all showed up full of passion and excitement about working on Joe Club. The club went from offering 2 live journaling sessions a month to 8. I built a community platform I was worried no one would engage in. It's now people's go-to apps on their phones because of the daily positivity everyone posts. I'm now hosting live journaling calls for massive corporations, including Amazon a few weeks ago. I was worried the magic wouldn't work on a team of coworkers. I was worried they wouldn't care. I did it anyways. The call was a huge success, with vulnerability being encouraged in the workplace. Do you see the pattern that I live with? I'm scared, but do things anyways. Or as we say in Joe Club, courage is doing it scared. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. Again, it felt a little clunky to write that. I have no idea if that was any good, but it was nice to get it out of my system because I didn't get to journal with the actual session today. I love answering Joe Club prompts. They are so good. I love coming up with Joe Club prompts. It's my favorite activity. You'd be surprised how challenging it is to ask great questions, because the way that you ask a question will create a journey for someone in their minds. So at Joe Club, we're mastering the art of crafting journeys with targeted questions. And the way that the questions are worded need to be worded well so that we kind of get to the core of all of it. I'm in awe. 2023, it's only 1 month in, and I am so happy about this challenge. A huge shout out again to Lucas, who has inspired this daily writing practice. Thank you for listening. The podcast downloads have grown 300% because of these daily episodes, and it makes me so happy to know you're hanging out with me, because even listening to this podcast becomes a little bit of a reminder to you to be doing the thing that you want to do. And that's all we can ask for, right? Is a little accountability, a little push, a little partnership, even if it's from a distance. Don't forget to rate the podcast 5 stars and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on social media at @Joe_Franco and at @NotYourAverageJoePod. Very exciting stuff. Joe Club is launching a 21-day career and calling challenge. I am putting it together. It is so damn dope. It's like 21 of the deepest questions I have ever asked anyone, including myself, about getting to the core of your work and how to live a more fulfilling life when it comes to your career and how you make your money. You will not want to miss this challenge. If you join the waitlist, you'll be the first to hear about the early bird offer, which will be way cheaper than the regular offer. It'll be $42 during the early bird special. Save your coins, because this is the kind of investment that will unlock your deepest, darkest, truest essence so that you could start planning a path for a fulfilling career. We all need to make money, as sad as it is. I mean, unless you're a trust fund baby daddy, it's not my case. This is like a make money meaningfully kind of a challenge. Have an above average day, because you deserve it, and I will see you soon.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.